This comes very simply by this process of developing an attachment to the association of devotees.
और ये सरल तरीका है कि भक्तों के संघ के लिए रुचि पैदा करना.
Living a very pure
एक शुद्ध
and moral life.
एक नैतिक जीवन बिताना.
Hearing the glories of the Lord.
भगवान के गुण गान श्रवण करना.
With a submissive and attentive heart.
नम्र और ध्यानपूर्वक हृदय से.
And most of all, accepting the Yuga Dharma of the chanting of the holy names.
सबसे प्रमुख जो है युग धर्म को स्वीकार करना जो कि नाम संकीर्तन.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to teach this Yuga Dharma.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु प्रकट हुए हैं हमें युग धर्म सिखलाने के लिए.
There are many names of God.
भगवान के अनेक नाम हैं.
And in each of them, Krishna has invested his divine potency.
और हर एक में कृष्ण ने अपनी दिव्य शक्ति प्रदान की है.
But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord himself has extracted from the Vedic mantras one mantra which is declared to be the Mahamantra.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ne sare Vedic mantron mein se ek mantra nikala hai usko Mahamantra kehte hain.
Which includes all other mantras.
Usme sare mantra aa jate hain.
And is endowed with the infinite potency of the Supreme Lord.
Aur jisme Bhagwan ki anant shakti maujood hai.
And when chanted with humility and devotion, can bring us to that highest realm of the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. Mata Dhata Pitamaha Vedyam Pavitram Omkara Riksama Yajur Evacha. I am the father of this universe, the mother, the support, and the grandsire. I am the object of knowledge, the purifier, and the syllable Om. I am also the Rik, the Sama, and the Yajur Vedas. Purport by His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The entire cosmic manifestation, moving and non-moving, are manifested by different activities of Krishna's energy. In the material existence, we create different relationships with living entities who are nothing but Krishna's marginal energy. But under the creation of Prakriti, some of them appear as our mother, father, grandfather, creator, etc. But actually they are the parts and parcels of Krishna. As such, these living entities who appear to be our father, mother, etc., are nothing but Krishna. In this verse, the word Dhata means creator. Not only are our father and mother parts and parcels of Krishna, but their creator, grandmother and grandfather, etc., are also Krishna. Actually, any living entity being part and parcel of Krishna is Krishna. All the Vedas therefore aim only toward Krishna. Whatever we want to know through the Vedas is but a progressive step to understand Krishna. That subject matter which helps us purify our constitutional position is especially Krishna. Similarly, the living entity who is inquisitive to understand all Vedic principles is also part and parcel of Krishna, and as such is also Krishna. In all the Vedic mantras, the word Om, called Pranava, is a transcendental sound vibration, and is also Krishna. And because in all the hymns of the four Vedas, Sama, Yajur, Rik, and Atharva, the Pranava, or Omkara, is very prominent, it is understood to be Krishna. Om Agyanti Nirandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurude Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Potitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I am the father of the universe, the mother, the support, and the grandsire. I am the object of knowledge, the purifier and the syllable Om. I am also the Rig, the Sama, and the Yajur Vedas. Given of the cloth that is weaved, appears to the eye to be one piece of cloth, but actually it is so many thousands upon thousands of small threads that are all sewn together both in length and width. In the same way, it is explained that this material existence appears in a particular way, but in actuality, the fiber of all creation is simply the energy of Krishna. And because the energy is the emanation from Krishna, and all living beings are but part of Krishna, actually, all that exists is Krishna. There's nothing outside of Krishna. He has revealed in his Virat Rup, the universal form, how every aspect of this entire universe and creation are various parts of himself. So what is it that is happening? Krishna is everything. Krishna is within everything. Krishna is outside of everything. All that exists is Krishna. Of course, the impersonal philosophers, they do not enter into the deeper understanding of how everything is Krishna. They are simply content to believe that everything is Krishna and to not perceive everything as Krishna is an illusion. You are Krishna, I am Krishna. The world is Krishna. All manifestations are Krishna. So we are all God. Everything is God. In one sense, that is true. But that understanding is incomplete because it neglects to recognize the purpose in which Lord Sri Krishna has expanded himself into everything that exists. Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwara. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, and he has expanded himself as all spiritual and material worlds. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam bhudabhavasam. For his own enjoyment. Parashya shaktir vividaiva shruyate. From himself, by his own free will, he has created multifarious energies. And through all these energies, he wants to enjoy pleasure. But his pleasure must be enjoyed through himself, because nothing else exists except himself. So therefore, he expands himself as innumerable parts and parcels who are of quality Krishna, in the sense that they are emanations of Krishna, just like a sun ray is of the same quality as the sun. But each part that emanates from him becomes separate from him in the sense that that part is meant to be enjoyed and he is meant to enjoy. That part has been created with a separate identity, with a separate personality, in the sense that there is nothing separate from Krishna. But simultaneously, for the sake of there being a lover and a beloved, he creates a sense of separateness. But that sense and separateness is eternal. It is the constitutional nature of the soul. The idea of the monist philosophy that when we become liberated from the illusion of bondage and duality, we realize that we are one with God, like a drop of water merging again into the ocean. But the true understanding, which has been revealed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is achintya beda abeda tattva. We are simultaneously one and different than Krishna eternally. He has created every one of his parts eternally to have a separate sense of identity. And the part is eternally meant for enjoyment of the whole, of Krishna. Jivera Swarupoi Krishnara Nityadas. The part is eternally the servant of Krishna. And when the part and parcel, due to its free will, we derive our free will from Krishna. We derive all of our qualities from Krishna. But when we misuse our free will, which is our right, and we want to be the enjoyer rather than the enjoyed, then we fall under the entrapment of material entanglement and the laws of karma. And these laws of karma keep us bound up in a network of pleasures and pains, birth and death, and various dualities. And how to come out of this network of misery? By understanding through transcendental knowledge what is actually our constitutional position. That everything that exists should help us remember Krishna and our true relationship with Krishna. In one sense, it is said here that Krishna is the father of the universe. He's the mother, he's the source, he's the support, he's the grandsire, he's everything. Because everything is emanating from him and everything is part of him. And the Bhagavatam says, if you water the root of the tree, every part of the tree is satisfied. Devarshibhutapta nirnam pitrinam nakinkara nayam ninicharajan sarvatmana yasharanam sharanyam gutomukundam varidhitya karatam. That one who surrenders to Mukunda, all obligations, all debts, all responsibilities are perfectly fulfilled. Because the fiber, the essence of your mother, your father, all of your ancestors, all of the demigods, all of the people throughout history that we feel obligated to, their essence is Krishna. Their power is Krishna, is coming from Krishna. Therefore, just by serving Krishna, just by surrendering to Krishna, all purposes of life are fulfilled perfectly. But without surrendering to Krishna, all of our obligations, responsibilities, and relationships in this world are simply meant for bondage and illusion. And that is all. Just as the gopis of Braja, when they went to Krishna on the night of Sharad Purnima, after he played the fifth note of his celebrated flute, they came to surrender their lives for his pleasure. And he told them that you should all go back home because you have husbands and children and in-laws and fathers and so many social duties, why you have come here. And they said that by coming here and satisfying you, we are fulfilling all of our duties. Because you, as the Paramatma within their hearts, is their source of life. If you are not within their hearts, they're nothing than a dead corpse. And even that dead corpse is an emanation, a manifestation of your energy. So actually, the only person that anyone is really loving is you. But under illusion, we don't recognize you. We think we are loving someone, but we don't know that the attractive life force and quality within them is you. And if we love another soul who is part and parcel of Krishna, the only reason they have any power to attract our love is because they're part of you. So it's you that is all attractive. And this is why the name Krishna is the most important name of God. Because Krishna means all attractive. Just as a magnet attracts metal, every soul, the love of every soul is naturally attractive to Krishna. Because he is the only object of love. He is the only object of attraction. But when the metal object is covered by foreign particles of dirt, which in this case is ignorance, avidya, then we forget that natural attraction to Krishna. But we forget what we're really being attracted to, but we're attracted anyway. We're attracted to Krishna in ignorance rather than in knowledge. In other words, we're being attracted to Krishna through his material energy We're attracted to a beautiful young man or a beautiful young woman or some nice wealth or big home, nice furniture, nice type of music. All of the attractions we have in this world, it's only because of Krishna's presence within it that it's attractive. But because we are not identifying the presence of Krishna within it, that attraction is a source of misery because it's based in ignorance. And ignorance creates a situation of transience or temporary condition. So therefore, Krishna consciousness is very simple. If you just wake up and see the truth, how Krishna is within, without everything, how he is the father, the mother, the support, the grandsire, the object of knowledge, the purifier, everything that exists is Krishna. It is all meant for Krishna. And to understand scientifically that it has all been created for Krishna's pleasure, and to utilize everything for Krishna's pleasure, and to seek our attraction in always identifying the beauty of Krishna, the mercy of Krishna, the presence of Krishna's existence within everything that exists. Just like electricity. Electricity comes through various outlets, but there is the power plant which is the source of all electricity. You cannot say that every outlet has the power of the power plant. It just has a tiny little fraction of that power. So in the same way, all of the energies that exist find their source and their fullness in Krishna, the personality of Godhead. And therefore, Shastra explains, Vadanti tat tat pavidas tatvam yad ganam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabjate. This means that there are three basic levels of realization of the one non-dual truth. Brahman, which is the all-pervading energy of the Lord. Paramatma, which is the personal presence of the Lord within the heart of every living being and in and between every atom as the witness. And Bhagavan, who is the storehouse, who is the powerhouse, the source of all of these various energies. And that powerhouse is Govindam Aripurusham Tamaham Bhajami, the beautiful form of Krishna, who stands with three bends in his transcendental body, Tribhanga, who plays upon his flute, whose beautiful lotus-like eyes and divine darkish complexion, head bedecked with peacock feather, is the all-enchanting attraction of everything that exists. So we can just imagine what is the beauty of Krishna. The sum total of all beautiful things that have ever existed, past, present, and future, are all insignificant emanations or reflections of the inconceivably infinite beauty of Krishna. Just yesterday, one devotee was explaining to me how when he was coming to live in the temple. His parents, his relatives, all friends of the parents and relatives, and everybody else that knew anybody who were relatives, they were all weeping and crying for days, thinking that he was leaving home. Incessant tears. Desperate condition of life. How can you leave us? How can you not be with us? And they were so desperate. It was such an intense scene that for days on end, just people would just come and cry and cry and cry. And I was saying to this devotee that you are, by constitutional position, just 1/10,000th the size of the tip of a hair. And just see how attractive you are. How they're crying for you because you're leaving. Can you imagine what was the gopis crying when Krishna left Vrindavan? Here is the complete fullness of all truth, the reservoir of all beauty. If there are infinite, practically, we can't, countless jivatmas who are all like this boy, 1/10,000th the size of the tip of a hair, who all have little tiny, little speck of Krishna's qualities. And if you take all of the billions and quadrillions and countless jivatmas, and you merge all their qualities together, they are absolutely insignificant and irrelevant compared to the beauty of Krishna and the personality of Krishna. So when Krishna left Vrindavan, what sort of agony of ecstatic separation was in the hearts of the gopis? We cannot imagine. We cry over a little tiny speck of Krishna, what to speak of Krishna himself. There are no words to express. But at the same time, when we meet our beloved, how we become so excited and how so enthused. But can you imagine in Vrindavan when the cowherd boys or the gopis would meet with Krishna? What sort of unlimited, uncontrollable ecstasy must awaken in their hearts? And this is the goal of life. To have this ecstatic relationship with the reservoir of all ecstasy, with the source of all pleasure, with the source of all beauty, with Bhagavan, the possessor of all opulences in full. So why should we waste our time in this human life, which is especially created for the purpose of reuniting our hearts again with Krishna? Why should we waste it just becoming infatuated with all of these illusory little particles and make such a big deal out of it in our life? We make such a big deal, all in all, is these little specks which are just coming and going. When we have the opportunity to put our attention and our focus on Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, the supreme and exclusive object of true love, in whom everything and everyone is included. And that Krishna, with all of his excellences and opulences, in full, has appeared in this world in the beautiful sound of his name. Nam nam akari bahuda nija sarva shaktis tatrapita niyamitas mananena kala ethadrishti tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaivam idrishami hajaninanuragaha. That all your powers, my Lord, and all your divine qualities you have invested within the beautiful sound of your name. And Srila Rupa Goswami therefore prays, I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When that name comes upon my tongue, I desire many, 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 many more tongues to taste it. And when that name enters into the ears, we desire millions and millions and billions and trillions of years. And when that name of Krishna enters into our heart, it conquers our senses, conquers our mind. This is the sweetness of the names of Krishna. So why we are not experiencing such transcendental ecstasy when all the power and glory of God is right before us within his name? Krishna explains that as we develop love for him, he reveals himself accordingly. As we develop the qualities of humility, devotion, as we develop a selfless spirit of service, and as we chant the names of the Lord attentively with the awakenings of these purified qualities in our heart, gradually we can taste and realize the infinite glory of Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Therefore, just chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Is there any questions?
तो आज के प्रवचन में महाराज ने भगवद गीता के एक श्लोक से बतलाया कि मैं ही जगत का माता पिता दाता और मैं ही जो है दुनिया का पितामह हूँ, मैं ही ज्ञान का विषय हूँ और ऋग साम यजुर्वेद भी मैं ही हूँ। तो प्रवचन में महाराज ने बताया कि एक जैसे कपड़े का उदाहरण होता है, जैसे जो कपड़ा होता है वास्तव में वो तो एक पीस न होकर अनेक धागों से बना होता है, उसी तरह से ये भौतिक अस्तित्व एक रूप से दिखाई पड़ रहा है लेकिन ये सब कृष्ण की शक्तियों का बनाया गया है। सारे जीवात्मा श्री कृष्ण के अंश हैं, अतः वास्तव में सब कुछ कृष्ण ही है, कृष्ण के बाहर कुछ नहीं है, कृष्ण ही सब कुछ है और सब कुछ कृष्ण है। लेकिन निर्विशेषवादी इस बात को सही रूप में नहीं समझ पाते, वो सोचते हैं इसका मतलब यह है कि मैं और तुम सब भगवान हैं। वास्तव में एक दृष्टि देखने जाए तो यह सत्य है, परंतु ये जो उनकी समझ है वो अपूर्ण है। वो ये बात को भूल जाते हैं कि हालांकि भगवान जो है वो अनेक रूप में विस्तारित हुए हैं, वो किस लिए विस्तारित हुए हैं? अपने आनंद लेने के लिए। वो अपने आप से आनंद लेने के लिए अनेक रूप में यह विस्तारित हुए हैं और अपनी स्वेच्छा से वो ऐसा कर रहे हैं। उदाहरण दिया जाता है सूर्य और सूर्य की किरणों का, गुण में तो सब एक ही हैं। उसी तरह से हर अंश जो है वो गुण में कृष्ण के ही समान है। तो हालांकि हर व्यक्ति जो कृष्ण का अंश है लेकिन हर एक व्यक्ति का एक जो है व्यक्तित्व है और वो कृष्ण के आनंद के लिए बनाया गया है। इसको चैतन्य महाप्रभु अचिंत भेदा भेद तत्व कहते हैं कि एक दृष्टि से हम भगवान के बराबर हैं गुण में, परंतु दूसरी दृष्टि से भगवान के बराबर नहीं है। ये अंश का कर्तव्य है कि वो पूर्ण की सेवा करे, तो अंश जो है उसको स्वतंत्रता दी जाती है। जब हम अपनी स्वतंत्रता का दुरुपयोग करते हैं और हम भोक्ता बनना चाहते हैं तो हमें माया में डाल दिया जाता है और कर्मों के नियम अधीन हो जाते हैं और कर्मों के नियम से हम सुख दुख का भोग करते रहते हैं। इससे बाहर कैसे निकलना है यह जान करके कि हमारी संवादिक स्थिति क्या है। हमारा सब कुछ जो है वो कृष्ण के आनंद के लिए है। कृष्ण ही यहाँ पर माता पिता पितामह बताए गए हैं और श्रीमद् भागवत जी बताते हैं कि अगर जड़ में पानी डालते हैं
तो अपने आप पेड़ के सभी भागों को पानी मिल जाता है। तो जो व्यक्ति कृष्ण को समर्पण करता है वो व्यक्ति जो है सबको संतुष्ट कर सकता है। तो ये जो देवता हैं या माता पिता हैं, इन सबका सार भी कृष्ण ही है, इनकी शक्ति भी कृष्ण से ही आ जाती है। और बिना कृष्ण को समर्पण किए हम जो है बंधन में फंसे रहते हैं। जब गोपियां श्री कृष्ण से मिलने गए थे शरद पूर्णिमा की रात्रि पर, और उस समय जो है कृष्ण भगवान ने उनसे कहा कि आप वापस लौट जाइए, आपके इतनी अनेक जिम्मेदारियां हैं। तब गोपियों ने कहा कि हम जो है अपने सारे कर्तव्य को पूरे कर रहे हैं, क्योंकि आप जो है सबके परमात्मा स्वरूप में हैं। वास्तव में जो भी व्यक्ति से हम प्रेम कर रहे हैं वो वास्तव में कृष्ण से ही प्रेम है, लेकिन हम इस बात को जान नहीं पाते। ये जो कृष्ण का नाम है ये सबसे महत्वपूर्ण है, क्योंकि कृष्ण का मतलब है सर्व आकर्षक। जिस तरह चुंबक लोहे को अपनी तरफ आकर्षित कर लेता है, उसी तरह से भगवान सबको अपनी तरफ आकर्षित करते हैं, लेकिन जब उसमें कोई जंग लग जाती है, धूल लग जाती है, तो वो आकर्षित नहीं हो पाता। उसी तरह से जब हम अज्ञान में होते हैं तो हम कृष्ण को भूल जाते हैं, फिर भी हमारा जो आकर्षण है वो वास्तव में कृष्ण के प्रति है, लेकिन हम उसको अज्ञान के कारण जान नहीं पाते, और ये अज्ञान के कारण ही दुख पैदा होते हैं। तो कृष्ण भावना का मतलब है कि सत्य को जानना, जागृत होना कि कैसे कृष्ण ही सब कुछ है, वही सब चीजों के स्रोत है, सब कुछ कृष्ण के आनंद के लिए है। सब में कृष्ण की सुंदरता, कृष्ण की कृपा को देखना। जैसे जो बिजली के अनेक जो है प्लग हो सकते हैं, परंतु वो सब जो है जो ऊर्जा घर है वहीं से आ रहे हैं, उसी तरह से कृष्ण ही सबके स्रोत हैं। ब्रह्म, परमात्मा और भगवान ये सब जो है कृष्ण से ही आ रहे हैं। कृष्ण का जो त्रिभंग ललित श्याम सुंदर रूप है, जो कि सांवला शरीर जो मोर का पंख धारण किया है, वो सबसे ज्यादा सुंदर है। और आप सोच सकते हैं कि सारी सुंदरता जो दुनिया की है वो सब मिलकर भी कृष्ण की सुंदरता के एक अंश के बराबर है। तो इस दुनिया में हम जब आकर्षित होते हैं किसी के प्रति, वास्तव में वो कृष्ण के ही आकर्षण है। जैसे कोई व्यक्ति किसी भक्त के जाने पर रो रहे थे, तो महाराज समझा रहे थे कि आप सोच सकते हैं कि आप तो एक बाल का जो अग्र होता है उसका 10,000वें हिस्से हैं, तो अगर लोग तुम्हारे प्रति इतने आकर्षित हो रहे हैं तो आप सोच सकते हैं कि गोपियां को कैसा लगा होगा जब कृष्ण भगवान वृंदावन छोड़कर मथुरा गए थे। तो सारी सुंदरता को जब हम एक साथ एकत्र करते हैं तो भी वो कृष्ण की सुंदरता के बराबर नहीं होती। और उसी तरह से जब ग्वाल बाल कृष्ण को मिलते हैं तब उनको कितना आनंद प्राप्त होता होगा। तो क्यों हम अपना मानव जीवन को व्यर्थ बिताएं, क्यों ना हम कृष्ण से मिलें, और हम जो है छोटे छोटे अंश से जो आते जाते रहते हैं उसी में क्यों अपना समय बर्बाद करें। और हमें पता होना चाहिए कि कृष्ण अपने सारे शक्तियों के साथ नाम के रूप में प्रकट हुए हैं। चैतन्य महाप्रभु बताते हैं कि नाम में जो है सारे शक्तियां मौजूद हैं, लेकिन दुर्भाग्यवश मुझे कोई आकर्षण नहीं है। वास्तव में जब हमें भगवान के प्रति आकर्षित होता है तो हम भी कहते हैं कि ये दो जो अक्षर हैं कृष्णा, इसमें कितना आनंद है कि जब वो कान में प्रवेश करता है तो हम लाखों कान की अभिलाषा करते हैं, और जब वो हृदय में प्रवेश करता है तो वो मन और इंद्रियों को जीत लेता है। ये कृष्ण के नाम की मधुरता है। और हम इसका अनुभव क्यों नहीं कर पाते, क्योंकि कृष्ण जिस प्रकार से हम समर्पण करते हैं उस प्रकार से दर्शाते हैं। नम्रता, सेवा भावना और भक्ति, इसके द्वारा धीरे धीरे हम भगवान के नाम के यश को जान सकते हैं। हरे कृष्ण।
हरी वो शुकदेव महाराज, would you like to say something? Swami Maharaj will say a few words for our spiritual welfare.
That if somebody is committing theft, earning money, and after earning that money he is using that total money in the service of the Lord, and total time after committing theft, total time and money is using in the service of the Lord, whether this person is better or a person who is working like a donkey morning to evening and earning money and using that money for his sense gratification, this person is better.
We are not concerned with either person. We are concerned with the person who earns money honestly and uses it for Krishna. Why should we discuss about second, third, fourth, and fifth class people? We are concerned with first class people. And we are trying to bring people to the platform of first class. Revo. Would you like to say something about this?
कि अगर कोई व्यक्ति चोरी वगैरह करके पैसे कमाकर कृष्ण की सेवा में लगाते हैं वो व्यक्ति श्रेष्ठ है, या अगर कोई दूसरा व्यक्ति है जो ईमानदारी से बहुत मेहनत करके पैसे लेते हैं लेकिन इंद्र तृप्ति के लिए उपयोग करते हैं। तो महाराज ने कहा कि हमारा इन दोनों श्रेणियों से कुछ लेना देना नहीं है, हम उस व्यक्ति से संबंध रखना चाहते हैं कि जो ईमानदारी से कमाकर कृष्ण की सेवा में लगाते हैं। हम यहाँ पर प्रथम श्रेणी के लोगों के बारे में संबंध रखना चाहते हैं और द्वितीय तृतीय चतुर्थ श्रेणी से लोगों से हमें क्या लेना देना। हरे कृष्ण
महाराज, इन गोलोक वृंदावन इन व्हेन एवरीवन इज ब्लिसफुल केवल आनंद कंद, देन व्हाई दिस एटीट्यूड ऑफ एनिवी टुवर्ड्स कृष्णा, बिकॉज दैट इज द कॉज ऑफ एवरी ट्रबल।
दैट यू विल नेवर अंडरस्टैंड, देयर इज नो एनमिटी ऑफ कृष्णा इन गोलोक वृंदावन। Yes.
As you was telling, that when the name Krishna enters into our heart, we feel ecstatic love. When we are in temple, sometimes it seems like happen. While kirtan, while chanting, sometimes we feel very nice. But as soon as we leave temple and go outside, in that time. To remain that same feeling in the heart is very difficult.
But yesterday I was using the example that if you have malaria and you're on the verge of death and you're suffering and someone comes to give you the perfect medicine to cure it and you say, I want to know which mosquito bit me. And I know I want to know what day and what time that mosquito bit me. Is it important? What's important is you take the medicine. Yes? Very well. Go on.
So when goes outside to temple, it is very difficult to feel this same feelings in the heart. We have to struggle a lot. When we go outside, you know, it's very difficult. How to feel the same feelings? What should we do? While coming to this program, from temple to...
This is also temple?
Yeah.
You should regularly go to temple. And what you gain from the temple, you should take it outside. And... distribute it.
My question
is, as far as possible. Just like you eat, but then as you work, you become hungry. So what do? You eat again. So similarly, we become spiritually nourished when we're in the association of Vaishnavas. But then when we leave that association, we start, that energy starts evaporating, and then we become hungry again, we become spiritually in need again, so we must come to the temple regularly, and we must perform our sadhana regularly, and gradually, through this process, we actually come back to our real spiritual health. And when we actually come to that high level of consciousness, we will see that the whole world is Krishna's temple. We will see everywhere an opportunity to serve Krishna. But that is the liberated platform. We cannot artificially think we are liberated. So therefore we must regularly associate with devotees, regularly hear Srimad Bhagavatam every day. regularly chant the holy names every day to give us spiritual strength, revive our consciousness. Because the nature of the world is it's trying to divert our attention away from Krishna. We have to continuously bring it back. If you're going into an area of an epidemic, you have to get regular vaccines. Otherwise, you will catch the disease.